Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and if it's 3 p.m. Central, it's Basic Gospel Live, and we want to hear from you. That number is 844-322-2742, and if you have questions or issues you'd like to talk about, we cordially invite you to call right now. Whether you're listening live or to a delayed broadcast, the number is the same in the U.S. and Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're getting a computer working over here, yeah. But it's good to be with you today.
You too.
Boy, we're talking this month all about the grace of God and what that means to us. And we know that the grace of God is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He's the one who is full of grace. And I love this passage in 2 Timothy, which I'm going to read here in just a second. But it's encouragement from the Apostle Paul to his young son in the faith, Timothy. And Timothy is kind of doing things above and beyond his years. He's young. A lot of people have tried to take advantage of him. And Paul continues to tell him to hang in there, to keep proclaiming the truth, that don't be sucked into arguments about genealogies and the like. Just keep pressing forward. Tell people about Jesus. And here in 2 Timothy chapter 2, Paul gives this encouragement to Timothy. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Another translation says, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And I think that's a word of encouragement to each and every one of us today. Mm-hmm. There is so much going on in this world, so much going on around us, and it's very easy to get sidetracked. It's very easy to get pulled back into the world system. We get pulled back into political arguments. We get pulled into fear and panic and all sorts of things, and we forget who we are. We forget that we are children of God. We forget that we are new creatures in Christ Jesus. We forget that we've been saved by grace. We forget that we have an eternal purpose, an eternal destiny. Mm-hmm. We forget the hope that anchors our souls. We forget all of those things when we get so focused on what's going on around us. Yeah. And here Paul is saying to Timothy, don't get pulled back into all the religious confusion that's swirling around you where you are. Don't get pulled into the philosophical confusion. Stay focused on Jesus. That's what we need to be doing as believers in Christ, to keep our eyes on Christ and to be strong and strengthened, allow Jesus to strengthen us that in the grace that he has given to us through his death, burial, and resurrection. And boy, we need strengthened, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We need to be lifted up. Our knees need to be made strong. Our minds need to be made strong. And the only thing that can do it, as far as God is concerned, is this grace that is in Christ Jesus. So if you're struggling today, if you're going through issues, look to Jesus and let his strength, let his grace be the strength that you need.
844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and as always, it's good to be with you. I want to give that number once again because we have plenty of open lines for you right now, 844-322-2742. And friends, you know, when you give of what God has blessed you with, you not only are helping to ensure that Basic Gospel is able to pay its bills and stay on the air and online, you're literally reaching into the hearts and lives of people who need to hear this good news of Jesus Christ. In dark days, or for that matter, any days, people need to hear the message of hope and assurance. And if Basic Gospel is there, they will hear. It's our hope that countless numbers will hear, believe, and live in this good news of the love, grace, and life of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's our mission, friends, and we thank each one of you who returns a portion of what God has blessed you with to ensure that Basic Gospel continues to be available, and that people will continue to hear this message of encouragement and assurance of the love of Jesus Christ. When you give, and for the rest of May, be sure to request your copy of Bob's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace, as a token of our thanks for being a faithful supporter of the message through Basic Gospel. As always, you can donate online at basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net. We have an email question here from Ernest. Bobby says, I've come across a religious group called the Hebrew Israelites who inform me that Jesus' real name in Hebrew is Yeshua. I was also told that there is no letter J in the Hebrew language and that the ancient Hebrews never changed the name to Jesus. They also said that changing the name of Jesus is a conspiracy by Satan to deceive us by putting us under the wrong name. I had no answer for what they were saying. That's from Ernest in Chandler, Arizona.
Well, I had an encounter with a Hebrew Israelite as well years ago. He was on a bus begging for money, and I responded and gave him some money, and we had a conversation, and then I said something about Jesus, and boy, he went on a tear about this letter J, and it's Yeshua, and J didn't come into the into being until the 1500s, and blah, 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 and if you it's like, listen, dude, you're poor and destitute, and I've helped you in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I've loved you because that's what Jesus has moved me to do. So mm-hmm. why are you arguing about a J? It seems ridiculous. We encountered a group in Israel last year when we were on our trip at the Mount of Beatitudes, and boy, that was an interesting deal as well. And what you get at is this. Everybody wants to be a part of the exclusive people of God. And I think that's what this group is all about. They're basically saying, we're the real deal. Mm. We're the real Israel. We're the true Israel of God. We're the real people of God. And if you want to be a part of the people of God, then you've got to be like us. You've got to be one of us. You've got to bear the marks of our group. Well, that's just legalism. That's what Paul addressed in the book of Galatians. Judaizers coming into the town saying, listen, if you want to be a real Christian Gentiles, then you've got to follow all the customs and traditions of Moses. You better get circumcised. You better do this. You better do that. And what they were saying, if you want to be a part of us, then you've got to bear our marks. And so people were given a choice. You either please God and say, no, I'm not caving in. I'm standing on the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or you please men. And if you go that route of pleasing men, then you're going to put yourself in subjection to whatever those particular people are telling you that you need to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's what this Hebrew Israelite group is all about. They're saying, we're the real people of God. If you want to be a part of the real people of God, then you need to be like us. Well, that's nonsense. We're the people of God through the death, the burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We're all, whether Jew or Gentile, saved by grace through faith. When we're saved by grace through faith, we become a member of the family of God. Jesus is our head. We take up our rightful place as members of the body of Christ, and we all stand in unison. So a theology like this, a group like this, they're not about unison. They're not about unity.
Yeah.
They're about division. They're about laying out there a standard which nobody can live up to. So we've got to put aside those divisions. We've got to recognize that, have that as some discernment in seeing that, no, they're just trying to introduce a new form of legalism. Mm-hmm. And we say, yeah. No. There's one gospel. It was brought about by one person. His name is Jesus. And when we receive him, we're made a part of one body through that one baptism brought about by the Spirit of God. and there's one Spirit. So let's stand in unity around Jesus and this great gospel that he's brought to be.
844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. You can reach into the studio right now if you're hearing the live broadcast at 9 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Time. Again, 844-322-2742.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Landon in Salida, California. Hi, Landon.
Hi. So I have a question. It's kind of about opening up churches, but I'd like to explain the dilemma here going on in California since you guys are not in California. So right now, you know, our governor, Gavin Newsom, is, you know, starting to let the state kind of open up a little with this coronavirus. And so a lot of counties, though, he's not letting them open up. He's, you know, making them, you know, anyway, people are starting to get angry at him because of it, because not everything is opening up right away, and the economy is starting to go down. And so, but it's not just the economy, you know, he's not allowing churches to open, and counties are now starting to let churches open against the government, against Gavin Newsom. Should we be opening up our churches against Gavin Newsom? I mean, you know, it is nice to be able to go to church and be able to actually have communion with people and be able to do baptisms and all this stuff that we're not able to practice right now. So is it wrong for us to open up churches right now or against the government, or should we be doing what we think is right?
Well, Landon, you just raised a legal can of worms. Mm. You're opening that lid up. And the reason I say that, Landon, is because there's so much argument. I mean, you can say the governor has made a decree, but is that decree constitutional? So if you can go down a legal argument, and if folks go down a legal argument, then I think the legal system, the judicial system, is going to land on the side of the Constitution and say we cannot prevent these churches from meeting. That's their express freedom that is available to them here in this country that was put together in the Constitution and in our Bill of Rights and Declaration. So there's that legal side of it. How do we fall? But then I think there's the love side of it, Landon, and that's where I think churches and leadership of those churches need to fall. Now, there are going to be some areas, like I was talking to a gentleman today who is a farmer in western Kansas, and they haven't had any new cases of COVID-19 in a couple of months. So they're, you know, the governor of Kansas, let's just say he or she, whoever that is, I don't know who it is right now, but say they put a statewide ban on churches gathering. Well, it wouldn't make sense for that to take place in that community. They don't need to abide by that. So I think they could wisely say, hey, we're going to congregate. We're going to meet together. I think in some places where the virus is really, you know, strong as far as being transmitted and not lots of new cases, I think you would take that into consideration and say it doesn't make sense for us to meet. We have a little Bible study that meets here every Wednesday at noontime, but we haven't met in probably 6 or 8 weeks, and it's probably going to be several more before we do so. Why? Because the folks that come are at-risk people, and we don't want to put them at risk. So we're making that decision based on love for them and understanding their physical needs and physical requirements. So I think pastors should be able to have the freedom to make decisions based on what's going on in their communities.
Right.
and let love rule the day as far as those decisions are concerned.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Landon? So
yeah, it's a hard question because you know sometimes I get angry at Gavin Newsom because it's like I feel like he's attacking the church. He's a very liberal. He's not a big fan of us, I don't think. And so I kind of feel like he's attacking our faith, you know. And then you think the government's getting in control. And so.
Well, he may be. Landon, let me just say this. He may be or he may not be. So all you can look at is kind of the facts, what's happened. Mm-hmm. You can't see in a person's heart. You can't judge the intentions of the heart. And we would do good by ourselves if we would keep ourselves from trying to judge what's really going on in that person's mind or in that person's heart. Let's leave that to God. He knows what's going on. And then we have the freedom, Landon, and here's the deal. We are free in Christ Jesus. We are free to love. And guess what? No one will ever take that away from us. No one can take that away from us. Why? Because Christ has brought it to us, and Christ is going to keep that freedom available for us. Now, that's freedom in Christ. That's not freedom in America. That's freedom in Christ Jesus. So regardless of what the government may or may not do as far as restrict our freedoms in this particular country as Christians, that's not going to take our freedom away to love one another as God in Christ has loved us.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Landon. Thanks for your call. Fantastic question. I appreciate you bringing it up today.
Man, there was some wisdom in that.
Yes, indeed.
Where'd that come from? From basic gospel. That's where it came from knowing the scripture and understanding the freedoms that we have in America. Bob, really a great answer. 844-322-2742. That's the number to dial if you're listening live, as Landon was and is right now. We'd like to hear from you. Again, 844-322-2742. And friends, of course, Bob frequently posts new videos on the Basic Gospel YouTube channel, and you'll find a list of the most recent posts on the homepage right there at basicgospel.net. Words of encouragement can be a huge help in times of trouble such as these, and we hope that you'll find these videos encouraging and uplifting as you navigate through these rough waters of these virus days. That's a weird term, virus days. But anyway, to see the entire list of videos, visit basicgospel.net, the YouTube channel, basicgospel.net/YouTube. In other words, as I said, on the front page of the website, basicgospel.net, you'll see a list of the newest ones. But if you want to see the entire list, go to the YouTube channel, Basic Gospel YouTube channel at basicgospel.net/YouTube.
Yeah, Bob, it's wonderful, all the resources that are available there. Last week, we put up a brand new video, and I think that's getting a lot of good look. We looked at Hebrews 10:26, which is really a confusing passage in the Word of God. Many people read that, and they're scared to death thinking they've committed a willing sin, and therefore they're going to lose their salvation. So they get all weirded out over that, and that's not what that passage is saying. So that answer to that particular passage is there. Also, on Sunday mornings, we've been going through the book of Romans. So if you want a 30-minute study week after week after week, taking you through the book of Romans, look up that particular playlist as well. I think you'll be really encouraged by that teaching series on the greatest book probably ever written, the book of Romans. Take advantage of that.
Well, jot down the information because you can find the Sunday morning live by visiting the same links, Facebook and YouTube, that appear at the top of our homepage at basicgospel.net. Just do that a couple of minutes before 9:30 on Sunday mornings, and I know Bob and everybody would love for you to join that particular study. A very, very insightful study by Bob. Well, Bob, we had this question from an anonymous writer. It says, the church I attend preaches the grace message until it comes to communion. The part where the early church was eating and getting drunk before others showed up is preached, but more like and the unworthy manner is sinning against the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. Then we go back to the grace message. There is grace for everything except if you take communion wrong. I usually avoid confrontation, but I feel like this issue should be confronted. I'm looking for advice, even if the advice is to leave it alone.
Well, that's a great question, and I think communion is one of the most misunderstood sacraments in the church today. Most people are gathered when the church provides communion. They gather, they have to confess their sins, they have to pray for forgiveness, and all of these sort of things, and it really misses the truth of the message. When Jesus raised the cup, he said, this is the cup of the new covenant. Well, here's what's true in the new covenant, that God remembers our sins no more, and where these have been forgiven, there's no longer any sacrifices for sin. So this is a joyful experience. We need to raise the cup and celebrate the shed blood of Jesus Christ and to be grateful for the forgiveness that we have in him. And then because he shed his blood, we're made members of the body of Christ. So we get to connect one with another spiritually. We belong to Christ. We belong to one another. And that's the bread. That's the body. So the blood and the bread are there. The forgiveness is there in the life of Jesus Christ. This new covenant is there because of the life of Jesus Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And the body is there because we're there. We are the body of Christ, connected one to another by the very Spirit of God. Yeah. Now, the Corinthians were having a heck of a time as a church group. There were divisions of every kind. There were divisions along the line of your favorite apostle to follow. Some followed Peter, some followed Paul, some followed Apollos, and then others just said, oh, we're just straight Jesus followers. So there were divisions that way. There were divisions between the rich and the poor, and the haves and the have-nots. Mm-hmm. And what was happening at the Lord's Supper is that those divisions were being glorified and exalted in rather than being erased. And Paul chastised them for how they were taking the Lord's Supper. And as a matter of fact, he said, what you are doing is not even the Lord's Supper at all. He said, I have nothing positive to say to you guys about this at all. Some of you are bringing your food and you're flaunting it in front of those who don't have any, and you're going ahead and eating, and even to the point you're getting drunk. And, man, it's causing all kinds of problems. So stop it. Cut it out.
Quit it.
Recognize that this truly is about Jesus. This is a celebration of Jesus Christ himself. It's a remembrance of the death that he died. It's a celebration of the life that he lives, and that he lives through each and every one of you. So step back, reset your thinking, see this for what it truly is, and then move forward in celebrating this Lord's Supper.
Yeah.
Do so in unity. Do so knowing that you're connected to one another. Think about each other above and beyond your own needs, your own desires. Think about the other people who are involved in the body of Christ, and celebrate the unity that Jesus has brought and that you experience in this new covenant that you live in today as a new covenant believer in Christ Jesus.
Absolutely. Great answer, Bob, and thank you for that. And friends, we, of course, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel. I want to remind you once again that we stream live video to both Facebook and YouTube every day. You'll find the links where you can hear the broadcast and view the broadcast when you visit basicgospel.net, link at the very top of the page. Friends, if Bible questions come to mind over the evening, well, give us a call at 844-322-2742. We'd love to hear from you and answer your question or address your concern here on Basic Gospel. We are here to serve you, and again, that number, 844-322-2742. Also, keep in mind that we have this excellent gift for our May donors. It's Bob Christopher's book, Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. And it's our way of saying thank you for your support of this message that you hear every day on Basic Gospel. Just click donate at basicgospel.net and help us get the word out as far and wide as we can by every means available. And when you make your gift, be sure to request your copy of Simple Gospel, Simply Grace. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to be back again tomorrow, same time, same station, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.